1. Is there a period of history that you would like to go back to?
I'd really like to go back to Tudor England, 16th century England.
Why that period?
Well, I'm doing a PhD in the music of that period, and I just think it's such a fascinating time because there was so much change happening in the way people lived their lives, their religion, the way the politics of the country was working. It must have been a really exciting time to live.
Is there a person from history that you admire or find especially fascinating?
There was a lady called Bess of Hardwick, who owned a lot of property in Derbyshire. She was a real social climber. She lived through Henry VIII, Edward VI, Mary I, and Elizabeth I, and into a bit of James I as well. So she had a really long life, really exciting life, and she started from absolutely nothing and worked her way right to the top. I think she must have been a really amazing lady to know.
2. Is there a period of history that you would like to go back to?
I think I would have loved to be around in California in the 60s. I think it sounds like it was a really exciting time. I think there was a lot of frightening things happening in Vietnam, but people were excited and excited about the potential, I think, of something new and really exploring their freedom, I guess.
Is there a person from history that you admire or find especially fascinating?
I think I most admire Nelson Mandela. I'm South African, so he's the first person that comes to mind. I think he was an incredible person and an amazing leader. So, I would have loved to have met him.
3. Is there a period of history that you would like to go back to?
That's a weird one. I don't know. History was pretty brutal. Life was really quite hard. There are some aspects of it that I'd like, where time was slower, life was defined by the seasons and daylight, and you didn't have the same sort of pressures as you do now. So I'd like aspects of it, but I'm not sure I'd really like to go back to the actual way of life.
Is there a person from history that you admire or find especially fascinating?
Probably Queen Elizabeth I, because she managed to be the queen in a society where women weren't expected to have or hold or command any power and respect, and that they were meant to do the bidding of men and their families. And she actually stood up and was a person to be counted.
4. Is there a period of history that you would like to go back to?
Yes, there's a period I'd like to go back to, absolutely. I love ancient Greece. I love ancient Athens, and I think it would be so amazing to spend time there and see what it was like being in the Agora with, you know, Plato and Aristotle and talking, and that entire world would be very, very interesting to me.
Is there a person from history that you admire or find especially fascinating?
A person from history that I find, that I admire. There are a lot of people, I study a lot of ancient history, so I would love to meet Julius Caesar or someone like that who really transformed the entire world with his actions. And, you know, he has a very unique personality. He was a very cocky person. And it'd be fun to just see what he was like in person and see how he was able to kind of take over the entire Roman Empire by himself.
5. Is there a period of history that you would like to go back to?
I think I'd like to go back to the Renaissance, like the 14th and 15th century, maybe in Italy.
Why that period?
I think there was a lot of innovation and interesting new ideas coming up in that time period.
Is there a person from history that you admire or find especially fascinating?
I've read a lot about Filippo Brunelleschi, who was in Florence in Italy during the Renaissance and helped build the Duomo, the dome, in Italy.